Regional Forester Denny Bashore determined that the agency selected an alternative that was significantly different from the ones it had analyzed in an environmental impact statement for the sale. He ordered Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole to choose one of the original alternatives or do additional environmental review of the selected alternative if it wanted to proceed with the sale. The agency had received 4 appeals on its March decision to go forward with the harvest. One appeal came from the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. SEAC board member Stephen Todd of Wrangell says the regional forester's latest decision is a good one.
It gives us all a chance to kind of step back, and hopefully it gives a chance for everyone that's commented on this sale to work more with the Forest Service and hopefully find a sale that makes sense. I think it allows the Forest Service to pick a better alternative that protects the areas that are important for local use, like subsistence and deer habitat. That's very important to us here in Wrangell, is making sure that those big chunks of deer habitat and a lot of the big watersheds over on Edelin are protected. And at the same time, we've said all along that this alternative should have some economic benefit to the timber industry as well.
Todd says there is room for timber harvest on Edelin Island, but conservation groups want more attention paid to protecting deer habitat and subsistence use of the land. In particular, they're concerned about preserving old-growth timber for wildlife habitat on a small bridge of land between the northern and southern parts of the island. It's a spot that biologists call a pinch point for deer and other animals traveling from one part of the island to the other.
You know, it's close to some of the existing infrastructure. The pinch point is in the existing infrastructure, so local deer hunters use that area. You know, and people with a lot more technical biological experience than me have suggested that what remaining old growth habitat is in the pinch point there, it's important to keep that intact. And that was part of our comments, Wrangell Resource comments with SEAC, is that we suggested the majority of those units in the pinch point be taken out of the selected alternative.
Another appellant, Mark Rorick, chair of the Junior Group of the Sierra Club, wishes the agency would throw out the sale entirely.
They frankly should dump the whole thing. And if they don't do that, they need at least to get rid of all the roadless units in it and take a good look at the units in the already hammered areas.
Timber industry representatives have also been unhappy with the proposed sale, but for different reasons. Alaska Forest Association board member George Woodbury of Wrangell is also glad the sale will get some more review.
All the alternatives were uneconomic, and if they do another review of this plan, they should make sure there's some economic alternatives that they're produced in the restructuring the thing.
Logging companies would like to see a better possibility of making money on the timber. Woodbury says they'd like to see larger harvest units, fewer partial cuts where some trees in a unit are left standing, and fewer miles of road needed to access the trees. The regional forester also determined any supplemental environmental review of the sale would have to address other points brought up by the 4 appellants. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.